escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan here. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We've got a Life of Squid coming up momentarily. Got to hit anything we missed from Friday's game, but I do have a conundrum. I'm curious because I call my dad Daddy Mack, obviously plays off the name, but if you're Squidbilly, what do you call your father?
Senior Billy.
Senior Billy?
Well, remember, Squid Billy was, that was an adult nickname given to me by Mike Bell. Mm-hmm. So, just normal dad stuff. You'll make fun of the way I call it because it's funny. We've always, it's very country.
You say Diddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, very country.
Is that real?
Country boys call their dad Diddies.
Yeah. Very country, yeah. And now, granted,
wow, I did not see that one.
Hold on.
I've never heard that before.
Now, remember, I have an older sister, so I can blame everything on her.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't know, that's just what she called it, so that's what I thought that was his name.
I do too.
Call him Diddy.
That's Diddy.
Diddy. Yeah,
and I did not see that. Good.
It's
good investigative journalism by Allie right there.
The A is there, but it almost sounds like an E.
Yeah. Well, what's going on with them lately? Is your parents doing good?
But, yeah, speaking of which, Allie brings that up because I just told you off the air that yesterday was my dad's birthday.
You didn't even hear me. I go, what's going on with them? They doing good?
Well, here's the problem.
I set him up perfectly,
here's the problem. If I'm standing in front of you and you tell me to look slightly to the right, I will go all the way, almost like a 180. I won't come back 360. I'll get stopped halfway through it. Yeah, my dad's birthday was yesterday, actually. And today, believe it or not, my dad was like, I will share my birthday with my wife because the next day we'll do anniversary. So my parents' 52nd wedding anniversary is today.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And
man.
So they
52 years.
Yeah. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. Well, they'll just tell you, my mom will tell you how great they are, how great she is, and that's the secret. Find someone as great as her.
I would
be curious to see if she said, go to bed mad. You'll forget about it by the time the morning comes around.
No, it's funny because when I was younger, I remember my parents, but I don't remember them squabbling with the older I got.
Yeah, I think that happens for most people. Dude, and the reason is because kids are stressful. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stressors in your life when your kids are young. The older they get and the more you can reason with them, the more you're like, yeah, I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing okay. I actually like this person again.
So, happy birthday, happy anniversary.
Happy birthday, Diddy, and happy anniversary.
I'm pretty sure my parents got married the day after Thanksgiving, now that you bring that up. Theirs is November 25th.
You know, that is brilliant. We got married a couple days before Thanksgiving, and it was perfect because then that Thanksgiving we didn't have to go to either one of the parties.
Yeah,
we didn't have to choose. Like,
wow.
Who got to
yeah,
marry a couple first? We went on our honeymoon.
Skip
Thanksgiving altogether.
That is cool. You know, what's funny is I've always thought, man, why would you get married around a holiday? But then, I mean, we got married the day after Cinco de Mayo, so I guess we kind of got married on a – I mean, it's a, yeah. some made-up U.S. holiday, but it's not even their Independence Day.
Allie's birthday obviously being May 4th, Star Wars Day. I had friends that got married on Star Wars Day until like a month before the wedding, did not know that that was a thing. And everybody showed up. You know, everybody started saying, hey, man, May the 4th be with you. And they're like, whoa. What does that even mean?
Dude, what?
Yeah. I was like, dude, y'all are in for a surprise.
What if you had showed up and it was like a Star Wars themed wedding?
Yeah,
and they done it on purpose.
They had a Cinco de Mayo themed wedding because of the day after. But yeah, and actually the Kentucky Derby was the day after as well, so which was a lot of fun.
So one of the things I was so fearful of when we were putting together our wedding, obviously my husband's a big Star Wars fan, so that's why I feel when he found out my birthday was May 4th, he was like, "That's my dream girl." When I was looking up ways to, you know, do the when you walk out and everyone's celebrating you with sparklers or something, I had seen. So I came across a picture of lightsabers. I was like, dear Lord, please don't let anyone show this to my husband before the wedding.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No.
You should have done that for him.
No.
Oh, man. I thought for sure you were going to say, I bought an 80-pack of lightsabers.
We had enough, like, baseball stuff going on within the wedding. We catered to
what
his
likings.
What
a missed opportunity.
No. Yeah. No.
You know what's crazy is I don't think I've ever seen a longer let me congratulate you line.
Yeah.
Than at her wedding.
Really?
Because
the microphone line was extended?
Because we were gonna like get up and like I was like, I'll just wait till the line to die down. And it didn't die down and I was like, dude.
Just kept coming.
I was like, that was the weekend of the first brown grass.
So they did that at your wedding? We did ours the night before. All the people spoke the night before at ours.
Well, no, I'm just talking about, like, just going to the actual line, like, just to walk up and say hey to them, like, at the table. It was ridiculously long.
Oh, I thought you meant with the microphone.
No.
I see what you're saying. Anyways.
All right. Well, we should probably talk about some football or something. We are out at Atlanta Falcons training camp. We got to talk about sports. So we've been talking about Friday night's game. Obviously, it concluded after the injury to Maurice Norris. I am curious, Mike, Bo, I want to get your thoughts on this. Would practice today be any different after that? Would they take it a little bit easier, run things a little bit differently today, especially with the weather going on as well?
It's a really good question, and Mike and I have been kind of debating this on and off the air along with you. I'm going to say no, and let me tell you why. They had an off day Saturday, then an off day Sunday. I think today will be a practice very similar to the way we saw yesterday. Last Monday, excuse me. I think tomorrow will be very similar, even though you'll be going against the Titans. And you tell me what you think, Mike, because you've went through these.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a lot like we saw Tuesday's practice. It was an indoor where they're doing some individual stuff. They're doing, you know, the 11-on-11 stuff, but it's not quite what it is. And then I think Wednesday will be a full scrimmage between the two teams.
I was thinking the reverse. I was thinking maybe you go a little bit lighter today. And let's just tell the people out there, they've put in some full days out here. There have not been many like, oh, we're going to go in the soft shells and go out there for an hour and a half. Like, no, they've been going at it for 2+ hours every single time we've been out here. So I'd be curious to see the length of practice today. I would think tomorrow, usually when you're that many days, when you're, what is that, 2 days removed from the actual game, I think tomorrow is when they'll really get after it. I think they'll taper off a little bit on Tuesday. Maybe they'll just wear shoulder pads and helmets on Tuesday. Maybe they're goofy pads. I don't know. But and then I think, it'll tailor off after that. But I would think tomorrow will be the big, big day for them.
I got multiple questions off of your answer. First off, do you think the long practices are a product of the fact that there are no more two-a-days and that kind of stuff, and it's kind of like that's where you're at these days? Like,
I do. I do.
And then the counter I would say is to me, part of the reason why you don't see these practices where they're joint practices are so much more of a regular thing, I feel like, than ever. And I know we've done it multiple years in a row. That, I feel like, takes away the preseason need for starters.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
for at least for this week, like if you see Michael Penix, I think the game you might see him now would be game 3 in Dallas, because I think you're going to see everything you want, because you're going to do some type of scrimmage at one point during this week with Tennessee when they get here Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know. We did at least one combined practice every year. We did actually, I think my rookie year we did the Patriots and the Jags, if I'm not mistaken, because I still remember Jack Del Rio running around here in his khaki shorts with no shirt on doing laps on the field afterwards. It was weird. It was really, really weird. And then I think, look, we did a Texans crossover. We did the Titans in Dalton, Georgia, and I think we hosted the Titans one year as well. We hosted the Bengals. I'm trying to go back through all the teams we did host, and maybe that was it.
Hey.
But, man, there was always at least one every year, and we still add a little bit of two-a-day, like where you did the walk-through in the morning or the jog-through, whatever it is, and then came out in the afternoon.
Didn't y'all go to Houston in 14?
Went to Houston, yep. Went to Houston. Yeah. J.J. Watt, that was not fun. It was not a good trip. That was not fun. He was ready to go.
Did you?
He might as well have had eye black on. It was weird.
How did you go against him?
Oh, yeah.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but
just
tell me how it was like.
I think I'd probably add. Let's call it. We did a 2-minute drill. I fared okay on most of them. He definitely removed me from the situation multiple times.
I think that's the thing.
I'd say
that,
probably 5 reps. I think I called it. You know, neutral on 3 of them. He probably got me twice.
I think the thing that people don't understand. They know you guys are strong. They know you guys can move. But the thing, like me and Pollock, when I worked with David Pollock, and this was skinnier Pollock, as we, I was like, all right, let's like do a fake rep, just don't hurt me, right?
Right.
And one time he did put me through a wall at the studio, but that's another story.
I wish I had video of that.
But when he grabbed me, like, yeah. I've gotten in tussles, you've been grabbed before. That was a different type of being grabbed. I mean, it just the grip. I was like, dude, your hands are like vice grips.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like that scene in Casino where he's torturing the guy with a vice
grip. Yeah, I mean, you got to think of it, man. The forearm grip, especially for a position like that, they do that every single day, 20, 30 times a day. So it's just one of those things where after repetition, all of a sudden you start getting that pounds per square inch in those grips. And it goes through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, that's being grabbed like a whole different way.
I do have to say, my parents, you know how sometimes you say things on air and you just take a chance that it's right?
Mm-hmm.
I was one day off their anniversary. My mom and dad both just texted me like, you're wrong about our anniversary. And it's been almost 44 years for them as well.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been almost 44. But, yeah, it was the day after Thanksgiving, but I had the date wrong. It was the 26th instead of 25th.
So. How long have you
been? Sorry about that, mom and dad.
How long have your parents been married?
They've been married. We had their 40th anniversary. Let me do some math. Like, 5 years ago. Let's call it 45. Let's call it 45, 46 years. They're going to text me now.
Yeah.
Mine are the leaders in the clubhouse. Let's go, Dylan.
Everything's a contest with this guy.
You have literally nothing to do with it.
I might not have anything to do with it, but at least I know I'm not the reason that they broke up.
You're like a sneaky meathead. Like, you don't normally look at people like Bo and think he's a meathead, but he's got meathead tendencies, man.
Oh,
everything's
I do.
Like a,
I do.
Everything's a measuring stick.
Have you ever noticed that I don't always clash with meatheads? Like, I'm always like...
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's a reason.
I thought it was just that they're always taller than you, but now that I come to think of it, meathead be meathead. Yeah.
Just the 5'8" and a half version.
Yeah.
All right. I told you guys at my tease for this segment was that is pay-per-view events dying as we know it?
Right.
And remember, also got the number wrong. I said it was way more than it is. Remember the WWE last week decided they're going to go to ESPN, and the caveat that didn't get reported was that all their pay-per-view events been on ESPN, but if you have ESPN through your cable provider, you get those pay-per-views no charge.
Wow.
Okay. Or you can also just get ESPN for the $30 a month they're going to charge for the
direct-to-consumer.
Yeah, the DTC, as they call it, I guess, direct-to-consumer, then you get that as well. Well, what if I told you that breaking news this morning, Joe Pampalani reported, he's a fight kind of reporter and stuff. The UFC has agreed to a 7-year, $7.7 billion exclusive U.S. media rights deal with Paramount. So all the UFC events will stream on Paramount Plus, with select events also airing on CBS. And Paramount Plus won't charge viewers any additional fees, effectively eliminating the UFC pay-per-view deal.
Wow.
Now, one of you, I think it was you, Ali, asked me, well, I thought they were on ESPN. Maybe it was you, Mike. I don't know.
I was mistaken there for the WWE deal a week ago.
Well, no, but you're not wrong. They have been on ESPN.
Okay.
But it's still been a pay-per-view model.
Right.
You just had to pay ESPN the $70
plus,
$100 or whatever it was to buy that fight, but you had to do it through ESPN. But moving forward, and this is really good news, I think, because it's going to allow I'm able to get back now into UFC because I'm just not paying $99 for the HD version of a fight and a card that's really got one to two fights I want to see on it. They have so many these days that you don't get the super cards quite like you used to. So I think this is great news for UFC fans, and I think, once again, Dana White and the powers that be at the UFC are continuing to stay ahead of the game.
That's awesome, man. And look, it just feels like every time that we even talk about something with television rights that I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to pay more money. It sounds like I'm not going to be forced to right now because I already have the ESPN Plus. I pay all mine annually. I don't pay them by the month because I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to plug my nose and do this thing for the whole year so I don't have to think about it. And also gives me more time to cancel it if I don't want it anymore.
I feel like it does kind of kill the community aspect of it because I had a buddy that would always go to bars to watch the pay-per-view events,
yeah.
Any pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
And that's just not going to be a thing anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have to
Buffalo
do that.
Buffalo Wild Wings is they're struggling. They're like, no.
I think that people will still do it. I just think that the way it used to be back in the day, Ali, where you would get in there like 4 hours before the fight started just to get a seat. I think people will still do it. I just think it kind of puts less, you
demand.
Can also chill. Yeah, yeah, which, I don't know, it depends. Some people just want to get out and drink and have a good time.
Yeah, well, we got to get out to practice today. So that's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, Slim, and myself, Ali Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next, live from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay dry, Atlanta.
Good call.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.